You're listening to the Best Advice Podcast, guys. If you haven't already, give us a 5-star review and help spread the word. And if you have a question for the guys, email a voice recording to podcast@bestadvicepodcastguys.com. That's podcast@bestadvicepodcastguys.com.
Welcome back to Best Advice Podcast, guys. I'm your host, Rob Lavallio, here as always with Dave Allen, Frank Lavallio, and Mitchell Walk. Gentlemen, what's crack-a-lackin'?
I'm telling you, I like that tagline that he's brought up.
It's
a nice tagline, Ron.
I looked up crack-a-lackin' in Google. It had no definition, and that's what we like.
It's a good way to start the show.
It is. It gets me fired up.
Where did that come from, crack-a-lackin'?
No idea. Don't really know. I have no idea.
You
basketball days, I think.
Basketball, yeah. And that's what me sounded.
My crack-a-lackin'.
Somewhat bigger and fat.
What do you lose out there?
So as we discussed last week, we're going to start off our shows with the powerful practice of positive thinking, which we call Give Me Something Good. In this segment, our hosts take turns sharing unique motivational concepts aimed to ignite a positive ripple effect that brightens your day and the lives of everyone around you. And today I'm excited to say it's my turn, and I don't want to toot my own horn, but I got something really good for you guys today.
All right, with that, Rob, give me something good.
So most people don't know this. We all have this brain structure. It's called the anterior mid cingulate cortex.
When people do anything, now this is the important part, that they don't want to do, this brain area gets bigger. Here it gets especially interesting. The anterior mid cingulate cortex is smaller in obese people, grows when they diet. It's larger in athletes. It's especially large or grows larger in people who see themselves as challenged or have overcome the challenge. And in people that live a very long time, this area keeps its size. Scientists are now seeing the anterior mid-cingulate cortex as not just the seat of willpower, but perhaps and actually the seat of the will to live. Wow, that blew my mind. And all the data points to the fact that we can build this up, but that as quickly as we build this up, if we don't continue to invest in things that are hard for us, things we do not want to do, like if you love the ice bath, woohoo, I love the ice bath. Like you ice bath every morning and you go from 3 minutes and increase it to 5 minutes. Guess what? Your anterior mid-cingulate cortex won't grow. But if you hate the ice bath, if you're scared of drowning or scared of the cold and you get into the ice bath and you power through it, guess what? The anterior mid-cingulate cortex gets bigger. Now, if you don't do it the next day, or if you do it and you like it now because your body's used to it and you enjoy it, guess what? The anterior mid-cingulate cortex shrinks again. Now, what does this tell us? This tells us that we don't get old, really. We just stop doing things. I hate when people are like, oh, my back hurts because I'm getting old. It's like, no. Your back hurts because you stopped walking or you stopped jogging. We got to continue to invest in bettering ourselves and continue to invest things that we don't want to do that we know is improving us day to day.
Today's question comes from Clint from Gainesville, Florida. Clint, what you got for us?
You want to say something?
Hey, guys, I want to get your professional analysis on Trump's media company, Truth Social. Came out of the gate really strong and then lost in the days following. Just curious why the stock was so volatile so early. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
All right. There's been a lot of questions about Trump's new company. Again, let's keep it with the experts. Dad, you want to start us off?
Just to give you background, you know, who is this? You know, so Donald Trump, it goes by the symbol DJT, which is probably a shocker that he got a nice name in there. This is not political. We are not talking politics in no way. We're just talking about the stock. We've had a lot of calls coming in last week. That's the stock went public last week. To give you a history of kind of how they brought it out, Trump's company unlocked $300 million in investor funds when it finalized a merger deal with Digital World Acquisition, DWA, and they're a SPAC. This is a whole nother show is on SPAC, special acquisition companies. They're basically a company that helps you go public. So they basically raised $300 million. Company went public. There's a little bit of concern, you know, again, the question from our caller is, what do you guys think as pros? Well, you know, there's a lot of mixed feelings. It's very early. Some institutional investors, you know, the big institutional money is saying, well, let's wait and see. A couple of things I read yesterday in preparation for the show were, hey, is it a meme stock?
And remember back when COVID hit, it feels like it's been a while ago, but 2020, March to, you know, it took a couple of years, but really summer of 20, all of a sudden AMC and GameStop were getting these huge run-ups. And I think it was the retail investor trying to punish the institutional investor. And they called those meme stocks because they really didn't necessarily have a lot of fundamental value, but they had some emotional value.
Right. That is the definition of a meme stock, right, is that emotional value. And it's a good point you bring up, Frank. If we take a look at AMC and GameStop, for example, mm-hmm, let's just take a look at GameStop over the past 6 months. It's down 22.09%. And year to date, while we've had one of the best first quarters, according to Yahoo Finance, GameStop is down 28.07%. Oh, yeah. And AMC, the theaters, they are really, remember, they really got
really
pushed up
as a meme
stock. Yeah. They really got hit hard. Over the past 6 months, AMC is down 61.47%. Wow. And year to date, it's down 48.6.
So they've got punished.
They've gotten punished.
The hype of the whole thing, again, I think was, when you really read about it, was to kind of punish the institutional investor. Like, hey, watch this. If millions of people buy three shares, that can drive a stock price up. It was crazy.
It was.
They had that Reddit company,
right,
that a lot of the young people would, you know, dive into.
Right.
Somebody would hype a stock, everybody would
jump in
and drive it up. It was very strange. Right. Something, you know,
exactly.
Guys in the financial planning world is
took everybody by surprise. But to that point, I wanted to bring something up. I'm going to turn over some more facts to you guys. You brought up Reddit. Highest traffic on Truth Social website, on Trump's site, at the very height, the day after it went public, this was late last week, 277,000 viewers. Reddit, which you just mentioned, Dave, appropriately, on that same day, I think it was Thursday of last week, 32 million visitors on Reddit.
Right.
277,000. Not beating up the stock. I'm just saying, wow, that's a big differential. So I think there'll be some hurdles there,
yeah,
you know, to see how that company does.
There will. And to your point on that, the traffic wasn't there. And that stock right now over the last 5 days, the Trump stock, having low volume, low people looking at it, was down 31.13% over the last 5 days. But yesterday, which was April 1st, it was down 21.47% in one day. Yeah. And you can just see the traffic.
Yeah.
Because to your point, in 24, Reddit right now, with all those hits, happens to be up 48.35%.
I just went public, last month.
So in a month, March 21st, actually, they're up 48.35%. But I do want to clarify, this is information from IPO performance from the NASDAQ.
Okay.
And remember, stocks can go up and down. We're not guaranteeing anything.
Sure.
We're just past performance. We just are pointing these facts out.
That's right.
So yeah, people know about it.
In an IPO like that, in a short period of time, you could have 48% up, and then you could see, like yesterday, what did it drop?
22%.
Came out with $58 million worth of losses disclosed in 23. And everybody's like, wait a minute, I bought that? Sell. Still didn't mean anything. Something else hype could come up and it could go back up. So no, it's not for the weak. You know, like, for example, everybody knows Facebook now.
Right.
You know, that went out in May, became an IPO in May of 2012. And what happened there was, I remember it came out at $34 around, $34 a share. And then quickly dropped to 18.
And some people got scared and sold it, right?
Exactly. They got out and they sold it. And guess what?
It's
within a short period of time today, it's $491.
Yes, so think about if you just hung in there or bought more when it went down.
But the difference is, that's a company with substance
and tremendous advertising.
Real earnings.
And you know, we've known now what social media has turned into.
Right.
People, social media is everywhere. And they're selling tremendous amounts of advertising. They've also tied together their Instagram. So there's a lot of money when it became Meta.
Absolutely.
Their games and the whole thing.
Exactly.
And now Reels, because they started to drop, you know, TikTok, and they came out with Reels.
That's right.
So Reels has really push them back up. So
want to pull people back too, as well as, you know, as financial advisors at Security Financial Management, we love to talk about, and these, it's interesting to listen to a stock going public. We even Rivian, you know, Rivian came out on fire. They went public in the last couple of years and they've gotten beat up pretty good. Their last earnings report was really ugly. It's a great truck. The big headlights are cool. I like them a lot. I looked at them. It's just, wow. You know, they're proud of themselves, but I want to bring back that Dave Frank and Mitch and Security Financial Management, we pick institutional managers to run the money. So don't think because we're talking about NIB Dividian and we're talking about Trump Social and DJT and all that. Those are interesting topics, but typically we'll hold some of those stocks in an institutional portfolio. We're not picking stocks. So just want to make sure you guys understand that's what we're doing for a living. That's just interesting topics. You know what I mean?
I agree. I don't think, probably at this point, too many of our institutional managers, the ETFs, have really grabbed it yet.
No.
It's not time.
Well, Meta, Nvidian, all those, they've grabbed big.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, but they've been out 12 years.
Right.
So with a lot of history.
That's right.
A lot of, the IPO is way over on that. But yeah, to your point, Frank, and to Dave, we learn about these stocks, the meme stocks and the IPOs, because people want to know about them. But again, that is not our main focus, but we do educate ourselves on it.
Absolutely.
Because we need to know the whole financial market to help people when they ask us questions.
That's right.
But that is not our focus, and Security Financial Management is more on the investment advice side, the wealth planning, and your entire planning of your whole financial situation, not what's the hottest stock. Just to go back, in 2024 so far, then here we are April 2nd, there have been 18 IPOs this year.
Oh, wow.
And out of those 18 IPOs, 10 of them have lost money already. And I'm only talking in 3 months, 10 of them are down and down pretty big. There's 8 of them that are up and that's it. So you can see how volatile they can be and where they can be all over the map. So if you're a long-term investor and you figure out what it's going to look like, you, if it works out and you think it's going to be okay, you're not going to lose out on a lot. Like to your point earlier, Dave, Facebook was about, what, $34? And now it's over $400-something dollars. Yeah, so if you waited a year or two and, wow, you jumped in at 60, and now it's over 400.
Yeah.
You didn't do that badly, did you?
You're still,
you did pretty well.
So really to summarize that piece, the caller is, hey, what do you do as professionals? I think what I'm hearing from my peers and my professional partners is maybe look at it a little bit. I mean, if someone again called in and said, hey, I know you're institutional to invest in my money, but I just want to buy a sliver for a grandkid in their account. I think we'll weigh in with my partners, but my gut is telling me, based on it coming out, there's not, again, 277,000 viewers. The facts to me are not lining up. If it's my grandchild, which I have two and one on the way, by the way, I probably wouldn't put it in their kiddie fund just because I kind of want to wait and see, is my opinion. What do you think, Mitch?
I agree. Again, I'm more on the conservative side and not chasing the newest hot stock.
Right.
Because you could get burned that way and just wait and see.
Yeah.
Because
what do you think, Dave?
If somebody wants to play with it a little bit, you know, take a small amount. And it's something that won't hurt you because it could win or could lose.
Sure.
And it's a little bit like taking those dice and going like,
yeah,
you might win, you might not, but don't bet the farm.
Yeah. Right. Make it an amount you're comfortable losing.
The only thing strange, really, because it looks like just all the Trump supporters just are going to support Trump, regardless of what that means. That means throwing money into a stock that has no real backbone yet.
That's the emotional stuff.
The emotion.
Right. That's emotion.
That's not the non-fundamental side. And I agree with people that like Trump are going to follow him because they're going to follow who they like.
As always, we're going to close out this show with a minute with Mitch.
1 minute with Mitch.
Thank you, Rob. I'll keep it to a minute. We'll keep it short today. It has to do with the bond market. The bond market is a little skittish right now, and that has caused the equity market to see a lot of volatility yesterday, the Dow losing over 200 points,
and the futures this morning are not looking very exciting. But with that said, the three-month T-bill has gone up. It's now 5.35%. If you remember over the past few weeks, that has been coming down. And the six-month T-bill is back up again to 5.30. And the 10-year is down to, or it's actually up. It's up to 4.39. So that is growing. Now, we still have that inverted yield curve. And when you have an inverted yield curve, which we're now almost 3 years, it started in August of 2021, that is usually a sign of a recession coming.
Huh.
And so far we haven't had it, and it looked like we're not going to have anything. But this morning, again, April 2nd, there's some talk that it's possible again.
Oh, here we go.
So we're going to have to sit and watch, and the bond market is reacting that way. You know, as bad as we hear things are, everything else is up.
Yeah.
The numbers are still good.
But it's so confusing, Mitch. It's like, and Dave, things are good. So you know what? Manufacturing's up, activity's up. That's bad.
I know.
Because it's bad because they may not reduce rates. And if they don't reduce rates, then the stock market doesn't like that. So it's like, we were praying for bad. Is that where we are?
Pretty much right now. I think about a couple of days ago, it was, believe it or not, up to about a 75% chance of a June cut. Today, it's now 58%.
Yeah, it's going down.
It's going down because these numbers are coming out too well. Anyway, we'll wrap it up there. Yeah. But again, we're still watching the bonds because the bonds are starting to move a little, and it's having a little negative reflection on the equity market. But we have to be careful and watch it. Like always, you don't know where that equity market's going to go. As Dave pointed out earlier, don't go heavy on one thing. You know, it's asset allocation, it's planning, it's diversification. So that's what we believe in. Sure. And those are good fundamentals in financial planning.
2.5 minutes with Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch. Remember, everyone, the secret to success is not what you earn, it's what you keep. Happy days, everybody.
This podcast is for entertainment and educational purposes only and is not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your own research and consult a financial advisor as needed. If you have a question for the guys, email podcast at bestadvicepodcastguys.com.